You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you because you're king, you're beautiful, you're on the throne. And there's no one like you. There's no one. You are incomprehensible. You are totally faithful, Lord. You are one who stands on his word. You are one who will not change. You are a man who does not lie. You are one who is the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. You are our source. You are our sustenance. You carry everything because you hold the world and the universe in your hands. And all things are possible for those who believe. Because you are the God of the impossible. So Lord, that's who you are. And we choose, Lord, to partner with you and say yes and amen to everything you are, everything you say, everything you release, everything you stand for, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are indeed on the throne and we have nothing to fear. That you fill us with faith, God. You draw us into your bosom, God. And you say that you are surrounded by my blood, by my dunamis power, God. We thank you, Lord, that we step into the fullness of who you are this morning. Shaking in our hearts because you're so beautiful and so big. Thank you, Lord, that you release yourself from heaven to earth to us today and you're here. Thank you, Lord, that you help us with our priorities, for it's about you, Lord. You are faithful. Everything comes from you, is by you, for you, from you, through you, and to you. It's truly your name, a name lifted above all names, the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord Most High, the name of Jehovah God, in this place, in this house, in our hearts, God. Today is the day, God, that there's a big shift in the spirit here, God, because you have said yes to the cries of our heart, because that's your way. This is your domain. Thank you, Lord, that you reign in this place. Thank you, God, for the latter rain in this house. Thank you for the latter rain poured out on this nation, God. Thank you, Lord. We lift up our voices and we sing hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah, O merciful one. O mighty God, hallelujah to you. Let's sing out to the worthy one. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, Lord. Let's sing how worthy you are to him. Ho chakaraba. Ho rabababa. Ho karabababa. Ho rabababa. You are worthy, Lord. Sing it to him. You are worthy, Lord, with everything in our hearts as one, as one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just lift up your name today, partnering with all Christians around the United States today. And we thank you, Lord, that we lift up your name and we lift up President Donald Trump and First Lady Trump. And we thank you for Melania as well. We thank you, God, that you have prompted the prophets and the seers and others to say, pray for our president. Pray for the presidency today, all over the nation. This day has been declared a day of prayer to lift up our governmental leaders right now to lift up President Trump. And we thank you, God, that you had put him in this office. And we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, that your fire will baptize him, God. Jesus, you will baptize him with fire and the Holy Ghost. And Father, that he will fulfill the destiny that you have for him as he continues to take the lead. So we undergird him with our prayers. We undergird him with our heart to say, keep going. Keep listening. Listen to wise counsel only. Do not be afraid, President Trump. Do not be afraid. Be a man of boldness. Be a man of courage. Be a man who will not compromise. Be a man who will be led and listened by the Holy Spirit. Be a man who will say yes and amen to the mighty one who has you in this place of authority. So we thank you, God, that we release your heavenly angels, God, to surround him and empower him, strengthen him, God, from the outside to the inside, God, that he would continue to stay fast and remain steadfast in his post. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Our eyes are on you. And we're grateful, Lord. We say thank you, yes and amen, Lord. Thank you, God. We do not apologize for your ways, oh God. We say yes. And we praise you right now in this house. And we thank you that we live in a free country and your name will be lifted up and it will be glorified. And we thank you for our foundation. And we thank you, Father, that your power and your authority will be released continuously in this land. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. You are the reigning spirit in this country. No political spirit, no religious spirit, no debauchery, God. We thank you, Lord, that your peace shall come. And we will step out and we will pray and we will fast and we will declare what you have said can be our portion. We thank you, God, for the blessings in this country. And we thank you, Lord, that you call your mighty army of believers to push back the darkness. And we say no to the darkness, to divination, to the occult, to anything that would try to thwart what you have determined can be our portion. So we call it out in fullness and we give you praise. And we give you thanksgiving, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your favor on this country and our president and his wife. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. That you are the ruling territorial spirit, Lord, over the United States, Father. Lord, that this nation will fulfill its prophetic destiny. And Father, I thank you that, Father, right now, Lord, as states, Father, are standing up as a trumpet, Father, for life. Father, in Jesus' name, for the unborn. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, for wisdom, for President Trump to take a strong stand for life. He already has, Father, but we speak, Lord, supernatural strength. Father, that with boldness he would proclaim that life begins at conception, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that, Lord, that this battle that's around him in the spirit is totally tied, Father, to life. Father, totally tied to abortion. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you position him to stand strong and speak life, Father, to this nation. To defend, Father, the unborn, Father. To defend those that don't have a voice, Father. I pray, Father, that an abolitionist spirit would raise down, Father, rain down upon President Trump, Father. That he would carry, Father, the mantle, Father, of those abolitionists in the past, Father. Even in this nation, Father, that raised up and, Father, said no more slavery. Lord, let that mantle come upon him, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, let that mantle come upon him, Father, in Jesus' name, to be a voice to the voiceless, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, as well, Father, as we're lifting up, Father, President Trump this day, Father, we also lift up to you, Father, Benjamin Netanyahu, Father, in Israel. Lord, as they're calling, Father, new elections, Father, in a couple months, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that he would get reelected, Father, in Jesus' name. And the same safety and protection we're praying over President Trump, Father, we pray over President Netanyahu, Father, Prime Minister, Lord, surround him with your wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name. And any false accusations, Lord, may they be cast down, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you say it is finished. Lord, we thank you that we pray, Father, from a position of victory. Lord, we thank you that the church cannot be shaken, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony, Lord, of the persecuted church, Father, coming forth to the nation of the United States, Lord. Lord, that they would hear, Lord, the glories of your safety and protection of those that have stood firm, Father, for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Holy One. Holy One. Just as I was praying, the Lord just dropped this in my spirit, and is that we're going to see, and it's been prophesied, an increase in signs and wonders and miracles and the Lord demonstrating and testifying to who he is. And at the same time, these things are going to be visible for the world to see. And some of them are not going to respond because of the hardness in their heart. But the Lord doesn't call us to shrink back from continuing to step out in that. He's gonna show himself strong. He's gonna testify. Even that time, you guys have seen that testimony that Sean Foyt shared of that a man that ISIS tried to burn three times, because he had given his life to Jesus, and three times it didn't kill him. It didn't even burn him. That's crazy. That's an awesome testimony to the Lord. And you know what? There's some people that will read that and they'll be like, nope, that's not real. It's true. I mean, the Pharisees saw Lazarus raised from the dead and they wanted to kill Lazarus. That's crazy, because they were so blinded by what was going on inside of their heart. But Jesus still demonstrated who he was in the face of that opposition. And in whatever crazy way, the Lord's going to call us to do the same. And we're going to be surprised when it's like, can't you see? It's right here in front of you. And some, not all, but some aren't going to be able to see it. But the Lord's empowering us to step out and demonstrate that. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be crazy. Can't even wrap my hand around it. So there you go.
Andy's going to keep going here, but before he does, I want to interject this. Just kind of stay where you are here. I want to encourage you guys to get this and read it. It's called Armed. You would love this. Armed and Dangerous. You guys would love this. Maybe you've already read it. But Armed and Dangerous is right up this alley. We didn't talk about this at all, as usual. And Armed and Dangerous is written actually by a guy who bowed to Satan so strongly for 25 years. He was a general in Satan's army, and he would meet with him face to face throughout the night. And listening to him is quite interesting. If you listen with an ear of, okay, I'm going to go fight, but you don't have intimacy and worship, well, have fun. You'll be worn down and spit out probably. But when you have intimacy through worship and you understand the depths of intercession and where we can go and how we can stand on the word and how our worship can be framed around the word, oh man, it's going to bring in these people who are completely, you know, not able to see right now, like this one. He actually came to Jesus through a mighty dream. Somebody must have been praying. But you've got calamity in your life, in your family, in your, you know, name your area, whatever it is. This will give you something to stand on if you're not sure where to go in the Bible. You just want to see the change. In addition to who we are as we stand in worship and keep our eyes on Jesus, we don't want to be foolish. We need to understand the schemes. And we've said it before, but it's very important in this hour because there's been a shift. But if we have not seen or been released from any of the schemes of the enemy ourselves, it's really hard to be able to help somebody else get free. And so it's really important. So there's a lot of scripture in here. I love it that it's armed and dangerous. That's called armed and dangerous. And it's about going on the offense, which is really neat. The offense, not offense. Go on the offense. He said, I was trained to be a general, a force to be reckoned with in the spirit world, to dismantle and destroy anything that threatened the kingdom of darkness. It saddens me as a follower of Jesus that the church, from his perspective, has neglected its calling to be armed and dangerous. Where are the generals? We are called to wage spiritual warfare at the highest level. There isn't anybody in here who would say, well, of course, our battle's not against flesh and blood. Of course we need to wage warfare, of course. But if we're limited in any way as to how to do that, as we're becoming more like Jesus in that, and we're missing things that are right there in his word, we're foolish, right? When we have opportunity. So we don't want to be foolish. He says we're called to wage warfare, spiritual warfare at the highest level because we're seated with Jesus in the highest heavens in a position of authority. We're equipped to kick in the gates of hell, Ephesians 2:6. And it says, David said to the Lord, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Psalm 144, verse 1 says, he makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Psalm 18:33 and 34. So this is about going on the offense. And that we could step into destroying anything in front of us, just like David did. Anything that would oppose our walk. Anything that would oppose the walk of those we love. Anything at all. The Lord says, now, step in. Some of our family members have been sick or diseased or in catastrophe for a very long time. And if we're not seeing something move, if there is an opportunity to step in on our part to do something as well, why not? Okay? We don't want to just say everybody has a choice. True, but there are things we can do in intercession. So I just encourage you guys to think about this. And then one example that he gave, then I'll close here and Andy can run with this. He talks about the awesome power of the 10 plagues, you know, that came against the Pharaoh in Egypt, and you know about that, and how the Egyptians were holding the Israelites, and the Egyptians didn't want to move, and Pharaoh didn't want to move, and God stepped in, right? And he said, I'm going to give you the promised land. There's only one problem. The land, the promised land, was already occupied. So how amazing that God would promise you a victory, but you have to go and fight for it, even though the victory was already won. Good point. Sounds like an oxymoron. So through that, our faith gets tested and built up, which is really good. So in fighting for our promised land, we fight through rest and worship, and we've got the words down. We understand it. It's nothing we haven't heard here. But sometimes we're not stepping in to what we really can do to be able to affect the change. And there is something that we have a part in that the Lord's saying, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Step in. I know you love me. I know you are listening to podcasts. I know you worship me. Now step in to another place that's going to blow this out of the water, and you're going to see some changes. So that's just what I'm encouraging corporately. Some of us are doing that. Just step in and do that, you know, in a different way or a higher way. It says we fight for our purpose, our destiny, our salvation, our families, our loved ones, and even the unbelievers in the world so they too can have an opportunity to make it to the cross. We're soldiers and ambassadors of an army so elite that words cannot adequately describe it. God has not called us to be a Moses generation that dies in the desert. And a lot of people are dying in the wilderness. But not us, not here, not on our watch, right? So we're stepping out. So I can encourage you. And I don't know if I would do that with this book if we didn't have such a strong focus on worship and the word, which we do, both together. This is an addition just to kind of stir us up in our most holy faith to realize the full extent of the battle. Sometimes we don't because it's very painful. But when we can see, oh man, and we go on the offensive, think about basketball, think about football, think about all kinds of things in the sports arena. I don't need to say anything else. It's time for us to exercise everything we've been given. Amen?
Okay. Yes. So exercise everything that you've been given this Friday night at First Friday. Just as we're transitioning here, I can put that out there as an announcement. Obviously, yesterday we had the Impact Maslin, which was an awesome, awesome time. Thank you all for coming out, giving of your time, your effort, your energy. And just as I was kind of thinking about the day and how that whole thing works, to me, one of the things that it represents practically is kind of like the work that the Lord's doing with us as a corporate body. Because it was so interesting, you know, Rick and I, we go out, we meet with the people, we find out their needs, you know, we figure that all out. Hey, what do you need? You know, what are you looking for? What are your dreams, your hopes? What do you want to see change here? And then, you know, money's released for that. And then we come up with plans and we organize and we're going to cover this and this. And we get these people here that are going to come and sign up. And so you get all these connections. And then, you know, it's like we're spying out the land. And then, you know, we lay it out. Everybody, you know, we plan to the best that we can. Everybody shows up. Everybody jumps in. And the thing that is really, really encouraging to me that as you would walk around that house, there were so many things that were taking place all to beautify one space. Now, I'm a little bit biased because I like to actually work with my hands and see the end result of something change and transform. Because you walk there in the morning, you see the house looking one way, and when we leave at the end of the day, it looks completely different. So I pity all of you that sit in front of a computer all day at work. Because you're changing something, it just might not necessarily, you can't see that visual representation that something's changing. So I kind of see that every day, like I walk in one day and then I leave and it's completely different. And you can tell, hey, somebody was here because the space looks different. So that's what kind of happened yesterday. And to me, it was so much fun seeing the younger kids step in no matter where it was at. And there was training and work and everything else. And so I just want to thank every single one of you guys, Rick as well. Come on up here, Rick. You can't just hide out there in the seat. So, and Kim, who was putting forth a Herculean effort on little, if no sleep, to help guide and direct. I mean, it's funny that I'm blessed myself personally that I know people that have green thumbs, because Nikki and I always joke that plants come to our house to die, because there is a skill in that realm of, you know, taking care and having a vision for all that kind of things. Well, that's, plants are going to live. Just that, you know, it's not my natural tendency to, like, feed a plant with water and have it survive a long term. The cats usually try and eat it. But so we're really thankful for you guys stepping in. And we, you know, made a little video of like some pictures and stuff of the day. But I'm sure as well, Rick's got some stuff to offer. And John and Mary, the homeowners, they were so blessed. They were so encouraged by everything that we were able to do. And obviously they were thankful. And Rick, I know you have more to add in the mix.
Well, yesterday was about Jesus being lifted up. Yes. As a bonus, the people got their housework done, but Jesus was lifted up. There was much prayer walking. One of the things that really touched me was all the churches. You know, we have a lot of theological differences, for sure, but we came together under one banner, and that was Jesus, to see his name lifted up and his presence go into 13th Street Southeast Maslin. And his light came into the darkness. And I know for a fact that, and I'm confident that that area is going to be changed. And that could be the start of a revival spreading out throughout Maslin. And a fire started, you know, God with the leaders chose that street for whatever reason. We've, you know, went along with it and said, we'll be a part of this. And so we were just so blessed to meet John and Mary and, you know, pray with them for some needs that they had. And we were able to agree for healing for John and some, you know, hip problems he's having. But, you know, as they're sitting back today and after all this tornado went through there of just fixing up their house, I think there were so many little things that kind of overwhelmed them. And we just came in and the love of Jesus shared that with them by serving them in the name of Jesus and wanting to see him lifted up. And I just know that they'll be thinking about this for a long time, about this little church in Maslin that decided to come and help them out. And, you know, it was because of Jesus we do this. We don't do it because we thought that'd be fun, for sure, because it was hard work. And it was a lot of time and effort and prayer involved with it. So we did it because we love Jesus, and we were a display of that yesterday for them. And we trust that all the prayers with them, that you know, in their sleep and in their quiet time and their times together, they're going to reflect in that. And we trust that God will just move in their hearts to draw near to him. So we're thankful of that first and foremost. So thank all of you who came and worked so hard. It was hot. We had a great lunch, great cupcakes as well. So it was a fun day. We thank all the children that came and pitched in and painted and, you know, clipped grass or just did whatever. Everybody pitched in a massive way that just blessed me, blessed Andy. And we had close to 40 people there, which was amazing. So thank you very much to all those who signed up and were a part of it all. So
we have a video.
We have a video. I'll let you
just make sure the volume is, huh? Yes, and the lights.
I want to get my to get to our house. Maybe this would be the easiest. You park at Franklin Elementary School. Once you arrive in the parking lot, you will look at the school. You will see this chain link fence. You will walk. And then I'll spit you right around the street. I'll corral you right there. I'm Gucci. We'll see you then. And if you look to the left, there's a screened-in porch. See that? In the back, we'll be painting that today as our house. Drive the dark of doubt.
and your thoughts about this amazing day.
This day is awesome. I love teaching the kids on how to paint, raising up the next generation.
I love it.
For good work and loving Jesus.
It's really cool. Yeah, I think you've got to recruit in Noah for sure.
Yeah. He said he could do this all day.
All day? What about you, Bella? You want to do this all day, forever? Do you love it? It's cool.
So, again, thank you all. I promise when Selah was scraping with Carly, that wasn't lead paint, so no one's concerned about that. But thank you, guys. It was an awesome day. And now, on to the next.
Well, speaking of the next, this is a short little testimony. Mary Nolan and her kids used to come here for, and I can't remember how long, I think like 8 years or something. And we were used, all of us here, to rescue Mary and her family out of the most desperate situations that are not including life, okay? And that was in downtown Canton, and that was back when her little girls were babies. So they were between 1 and 2. And many of you over the years have helped Mary tremendously, and we thank you for so many years, picking the little girls up from daycare, hanging with Joey, her older son, who's now 21, and just you've done tremendous things. You've financially contributed and this and that and the other. So the Lord led me to connect again with Mary very personally. Long story behind that, but I didn't know where she lived, except I knew she lived in the apartment complex that we did our Christmas cookie outreach. We didn't have an address, we didn't have a phone number. And the Lord put it real strongly on my heart to go there, and he would show me. I trusted that. So all glory and credit to him. So I drove in there, and I'm not sure how many buildings are back there, but there's a lot. A lot, many, many, many. So I don't know how many, what that means. But 20, 30, more, maybe more, I'm not really sure. Had no idea. So the Lord put an idea in my heart, my mind, prophetically, about three little girls crossing in front of me, and they would lead and show me the way. So it was kind of a question back and forth with the Lord. And because Mary's little girls are now 14 as of last Friday, and they were 2. And they were rescued out of death and destruction, seriously. Yeah, long story, not going into it. So they've been out here in Jackson Township until recently. It will be in Jackson Township till tomorrow, I should say. And when I was driving in this area, the Lord was speaking to me about little girls their age, the twins, Mary's twin girls, Mercedes and Megan, little girls their age, who were just out of middle school, eighth grade middle school, you know, just kind of, that wasn't fully defined, but it was, Lord, this is what you're showing me. Will you do that? Are you doing that? And he was talking back and forth to me. So right after that interaction with the Lord, three little girls walked right in front of my car. Sound familiar, Rhonda? A car interaction? Right in front of my car, I pulled right next to them. I pulled into the very place that Mary lived, had no idea. So I said to the girls, and it was nighttime, and I said, hi, girls, do you know Mercedes and Megan Nolan? Yeah, we're good friends. Really? Oh, my gosh. I said, where do they live? Well, you're parked right in front of it. the Lord led me right there. Okay, so I was able to go up and reconnect in a way physically. We had been on the phone and such. And so, anyway, desperate situation that Mary's been in. And as of tomorrow, she would be, by the court's decision, she would be homeless and living in her car at this point. And it's not, you know, an easy thing that I'm saying. It's been a long, this was a couple weeks ago this started, this interaction. So with having said all that, there was seemingly no other way at this point. And so Mary gave her life to the Lord completely. Day before yesterday, we had had great prayer and such, and she was working and moving that direction back when the girls were babies. And she recommitted, rededicated, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how God looks at all that for her, but she said, Lord, here I am. I want to trust you. Anything you want to do with my life, I'm okay with. And I'm going to trust you, and I want to follow you really strong in my car night before last. So yesterday, even while we were out at this place, you know, there was still no change and phone calls were going. It's just, you know, I give you the surface, but there's been a lot of interaction. And so having seen a video like this, I want to tell you that the Lord came through for her. She couldn't even go to a homeless shelter. She had to go through the steps and there was nothing. There was nothing on the fork for tomorrow. And the doors are closing, locks are changing, you know, little girls frightened, like, oh, I don't know where they're going, and, you know, just very, very hard. Her son, Joey, is now 21, and he moved out west last week. Actually, he was going the morning after the night that I'm telling you about that I got there. So his biological father lives there, and that's where he is. I ask you to pray for him. And many of you have invested in Joey's life, and I believe the Lord will bring good out of all situations, and he will come back and walk with Jesus sometime. I believe that, whether it's there or here. And so with the girls and with Mary, the Lord has provided a way, and they will be moving, unless something else changes, but they will be moving tomorrow. And I just want to thank Justin for opening up his heart. And where are you, Justin? Right here, and opening up one of his rentals and just saying, I want to work with this. I'm going to do what nobody else, he didn't say it this way, but he's doing what nobody else would do. He's doing it with, that we found anyway, no other place that would require certain things from Mary. So he's opening up one of his rental units and giving, you know, just an extreme blessing in this. And we need your support, and we're inviting you to partner with that in any way. Mary has no income right now. What was coming in for many years straight just stopped abruptly, which was help from the twins' biological father. And so they don't know where he is, if he's here, but there's no income. So right now, here we are. And so we're taking steps going, we're going to trust you, Jesus. And she's in the place of seeing all this fear removed from her that's been hounding her. And I talked with her this morning and last night and all that. And she drove off by herself last night to recommit herself to the Lord. And this is the place for Mercedes, Megan, and herself. And she said, we're going to do this. And going down into the city has been extremely frightening for her, extremely. So last night we spent a long time because she was pulled out of a real bad situation, many bad situations. So we worked through a lot of that, and there's much more to come. But she said that this something lifted off of her last night, and it was just great. And she felt that the fear, at least surfacely, who knows whatever else needs to happen, right? You know how we are in process. But she said, I felt peace and an excitement that the Lord's got my back and I can do this with my girls who are at a very vulnerable age. So she said, well, I said I would follow anything the Lord would provide. This wouldn't have been my solution, but I'm not God. So I'm going and following, and I'm so excited. I don't know what's going to happen next. And Mary needs healing in her legs, and so it's been a problem for her working. So it's been right there in her face. And then she told me this morning that when she came back from this time with the Lord last night, and we had prayed the night before. Anyway, she said that she drove up and there was a girl in her car, living in her car, homeless. She goes, that reality really hit me that that was my portion and that was where it was going. And I said, well, you know, the Lord is the Lord. And when you gave your heart and your life to him, things moved. So it wasn't to get something. She was willing to go to anywhere. She even stay in her car or go to a hotel or stay in someone's house or whatever temporarily. But she wants the long term. She wants the long haul. She wants to run with Jesus. So really good where we are right now. And the two little ones, well, they're not little anymore, but Mercedes and Megan, that all of you have put birthday parties on for them. You've taught them in Kingdom Kids. You've done great things. They're not walking. They don't know Jesus yet. Perhaps it doesn't appear that way from what Mary says. But they're darling little young gals who really need help. So if you're interested in partnering in any way with that and you want to help financially, that would be great. And we're just stepping out in faith saying, let's run with this and see what God will do. And if you have any furniture, what they do have is very, very minimal. And it's pretty shoddy. So if there's anything there, and Justin has just opened up his heart and his rental, and he's actually going to go over there and work today and tonight. And, you know, if you need any help, you know, you can, here's a sea of people if you have time to help him. Because I went last night and I was able to see this. And it's right on the edge of where really rough things happened in Mary's life for a long time. I mean, it's right there. So it's a fearful thing at first for her. But she wants to go in as an overcomer and go back in a different way, even with these things still in place. Interesting. So God is God, had no idea. So Justin just said, hey, I want to work with this. So thank you, Justin. God bless you. And we're going to see what God will do, transforming lives. Amen. So if you're interested, and again, I'll tell Mary, I've said this here. I mean, she's very open with me. We're very close. And she's also my cousin, those of you who don't know. And she, you know, aside from that, you know, I love her dearly. And she's been here at Frontline as a family member and prophetically gone downtown with us and done different things. So, you know, this is a new beginning for her. This is bringing her now to a place where she's willing to see, oh my gosh, could I possibly be in a situation like this because there is work that God has been wanting to do in my life? Isn't that cool? And in, from a position of love and care and desire to just run with Papa and let him have his way inside. This is new. This is great. So, you know, kind of went sideways, and so here we are. So praise the Lord for that. And if you want to, if you feel like you want to donate, just make it out to Frontline, but put Mary Nolan in there, you know, so we can make sure that whatever comes in would help, and we'll see where it goes. And if there's anything else that you want to give or donate, just see me about that, because I know what she has and doesn't have at this point. So thank you. Isn't that cool? And that all happened, the 11th hour happened, you know, last night. So it's just really cool. God bless you, Justin. Amen. Okay, I think we're finished. Rosa. Well, we'll talk. You can come talk to me, okay, about individual needs, okay? But thank you for your kindness. Thank you for asking. I'll talk to you. Amen. All right, Kingdom Kids, have fun. Amen.
Kingdom Kids. Are we all Kingdom Kids? Come on. And we should all be going back there. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord. It's a beautiful day in your creation. You created all of this. We love it. Father, especially that there's some sun out there. We give you praise. We honor you today. We bend our knee to you. We say, you are the king, we are the subjects. You are the king, we are the sons and daughters. We listen to the king's commands. We say yes to what the king says. Jesus, that's you. Father, we don't want to be anywhere but in front of you obeying your voice. We know that's possible only by the Holy Spirit power within us, God. If we don't know you, we need to know you to have the power for the engine inside to keep coming after you, to keep loving you and loving people as well. God, thank you for all you provide inside us through Holy Spirit. And Lord, may we respond to his voice today in obedience, loving to obey, wanting to hear, what can I obey today, Lord? How can I obey you better today? How can I forgive? How can I love? How can I serve someone, Lord? Today, give me that opportunity, Lord. I'm volunteering, Lord. You're the king. And I have all the benefits of the kingdom while I serve you. We give you praise, Jesus. In your name, amen. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we passed out the new and improved edition of God's plan for the rest of your life. Hopefully you've gone over that in detail and hours of study, and you're all up to speed on that document. Okay, well, we get another chance today, another opportunity today to incorporate it into something we're doing today. I thought it'd be great today, since we have a big wedding this afternoon that we're going to be attending, and don't know exactly when we'll have to leave for that yet, exactly, that we would have something we haven't done for a while, and that's some groups. And work on a topic that will be awesome for you. So I think we have a quote on that. Oh, look at that. Wow, that's pretty cool. Oh, even better. Oh. Wow, we've got the whole message of the gospel up there. Okay, we're done. Life is simple. Dry tumbleweed in the desert or flourishing tree rooted in the river of life? That's the choice. And I might say that that's the choice for Christians, isn't it? That's a choice for people that either come to Jesus or don't come to Jesus. They have the opportunity, if they come to Jesus, to receive from the river of life. That's in Psalms 1. And, or the streams of life. Or they continue to be a tumbleweed in the desert and they don't have a clue. Has anyone watched the world lately? Do they have a clue? It's getting worse. They are foolish in their understanding. We are the only ones, those that know Jesus, that have understanding of life, have that possibility. But we also can choose to be a tumbleweed. We can have Jesus and just kind of tumble around, waste time, go around the block 17 times rather than obey, and so on. So we're not exempt from the tumbleweed disease. So we want to get together in groups and discuss some of this based on Psalm 1. Now, you're supposed to look excited at this point. Some of you look petrified to be in a group. These are your fellow brothers and sisters. These are people you're going to spend the rest of eternity with. So, of course, you want to be in a group with them. And we have a guideline sheet that we'll give out to each group. We'll give out God's plan for the rest of your life to each group. That will be incorporated into it. We need someone to step up in these groups, or you can assign them as a leader. You know how that works. Oh, it looks like you're the leader. As soon as they walk up, you know, and we form the group, oh, it looks like you're the leader. So you got to be the first one to say that when you form the groups. You're the leader. You look like the leader. And then we'll have other jobs as well within the group. So no one's exempt from doing something within the group. We'd like you to separate as far as if you're married to someone, this is the only time I want you to separate. I want you to be close and married and enjoy all that. But today, I'd like you to separate and go to different groups so that, you know, we don't have any of those marital arguments within the groups. We want you to be, we don't want you to show people what it's like at home. So, just kidding. So separate if you're married into groups. If you're a roommate with someone, or you feel you know them really well, okay, maybe they're a sister. Separate from that person as well. Cast them out to another group. Just so we get a good mix. I think that would be great. So it should be groups of four, five. So if you start getting six and seven, we'll have to bring the hammer down. Start separating you to other groups. So four or five in a group, we know you can do this. Four or five in a group. No married couples together in a group. No sisters, no roommates. This should be fun. And then once you have your area that you're going to, have the leader raise their hand and I'll bring the materials, okay? So once you identify the leader. Questions? Questions? Oh, sit. You might, you know, there might be some fudging, but just don't make it dramatic fudging. Ready, set, go. Four or five in a group. Raise your hand when you have a leader. Please straighten your areas if you went crazy with your group arrangement. Let me see. Where would that be? Oh! Father, we thank you, God, for this time. We bless your name, Jesus. We pray that you would receive the glory from this time of iron sharpening iron, one person sharpening another, Father, through your word. We pray, God, that we would sift through what was shared as far as opinions and thoughts and ideas to get to the nuggets that are really Holy Spirit, Father. And we pray that we'd apply them to our lives. Father, we'd apply these scriptures, Jesus, to our experience and life. We thank you for the parables you taught us, Father, and you only taught those that were wide open to learn from the parables. And only those that were willing to rely on interpretation from you. Jesus, may we be the same. May we be Bereans, asking Holy Spirit to interpret the things that we've heard today to our heart and let us give us the power to walk them out. Jesus, as we share with people from other groups, God, may we give what we learn in our group and another group gives what they learn, Father, as we talk with members of other groups about this topic. And Father, may Psalms 1 be our life. May it be our experience in depth that our roots would go into the stream of living water, and that's you, Jesus. And Father, it's a simple concept, but God, to live it out in life, it takes what happened today, God. People sharpening one another, sharing their love for Jesus to others in the body. We pray, God, that it will be to your glory. We give you all the praise for this time in Jesus' name. Amen. If you aren't ready to stop yet, you're still able to continue to share. But otherwise, everyone's dismissed.
Thank you for listening. If you need any additional information about Frontline Ministries International or Frontline Worship Center, You can visit us on the web at www.frontline-ministries.org or email us at info@frontline-ministries.org. Or you can contact us by phone at area code 330-837-8399.